Seattle is grounding a plan to deploy police drones. It's a win for privacy rights activists who had concerns about surveillance by small unmanned aircraft. But as KUOW's Kathy Ducharme reports, downing the drones could become an issue in the upcoming mayor's race.
Incumbent Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn has one message about scrapping the drone program.
You know, we've got a lot of priority work ahead of us with public safety and building community trust, and this just wasn't a priority.
The Seattle Police Department has been testing two drones it bought with federal grant money. The price tag, $41,000 apiece. But the city didn't have a strategy for how and when the drones would be used. That angered privacy advocates and civil rights groups. City Councilmember Bruce Harrell chairs the Public Safety Committee. It was charged with putting guardrails on the drone program.
I think I'm like the regular public. I don't think anyone's going to lose any sleep if drones are not used in this city.
But Harrell is also running for mayor to unseat incumbent McGinn. He says shelving the drone program at this point is the easy way out.
And in this situation with drones, the tougher decision, the hard work would have been to come up with regulations that work, that protects our privacy, that we value highly, but still gives the police department the tools that they are asking for.
In a statement, Mayor McGinn says he made the decision to dump the drones with the support of Police Chief John Diaz. Drones are the center of debate across the country. Lawmakers in Oregon are looking at plans to restrict the use of drones at the state level over concerns they could be used to spy on people. Kathy Ducharme, KUOW News.